W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Memphis, Tennessee police say a man was shot and has been arrested after trying to enter a Jewish school with a gun. CBS's Roxana Saberi with details.
Memphis police say just after noon,
there was a male white wearing a green shirt on a property armed with a gun.
They say when he failed to get inside, he fired shots outside the school and fled.
Thankfully, that school had a great safety procedure and process in place and avoided anyone being harmed or injured at that scene.
That's Memphis Assistant Police Chief Don Crow. In Idaho, Lori Vallow Daybell is sentenced to life without parole for killing her two youngest children and her husband's ex-wife. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Before sentencing, family members took direct aim at Daybell.
Lori, you participated in the savage murders of precious people. I hope that the life you live is filled with fear.
An outside court.
We are done with Lori. She is no more to us.
The arrogance to say what she said after she's done what she did. I'm still at a loss for words for that.
In Miami. Mar-a-Lago manager Carlos de Oliveira makes a first court appearance in former President Trump's classified documents case. De Oliveira did not enter a plea today because he hasn't found a Florida-based attorney to represent him. His next appearance is August 10th. The property manager is accused of scheming with Trump to try to delete security footage investigators wanted. A star of a popular HBO show has died.
Angus Cloud became famous for his work on Euphoria opposite Zendaya.
So how long you been back?
5 days.
And like,
he starred as Fezco on the HBO show from 2019 to 2022.
Yo, Mouse, let me pay for it, man.
In his statement, his family says last week he buried his father and intensely struggled with this loss. The only comfort we have is knowing Angus is now reunited with his dad, who was his best friend. The actor had a host of other credits, some of which have yet to come out. Angus Cloud was 25. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Saudi Arabia is pumping less oil. The U.S. release of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has ended, and increased demand due to summer vacations are all factoring into rising gas prices. Lenny Lopez is feeling the pain at the pump in Atlanta.
They're almost at $4 a gallon. We're at $3.99. Not too long ago, they were about $2.50, I believe, and it's almost about $70, $80 to fill up.
Phoenix ends a 31-day streak of highs at or above 110 degrees, reaching 108 today as rains ease the heat wave. But it won't last long. The National Weather Service is forecasting extreme heat again this weekend from Arizona to Texas. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling.
Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 55 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs of aloft around 85. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. And here is today's episode. Hello, folks. How we doing? It is me, Charlie, your fearless host of the Cripescast, joined by Colleen Maraca, Coco Maraca, for those of you who are friends with her.
Thanks.
Yeah. We have another episode of the Cripescast for you today. We're talking with a fella, one of my openers, one of my collaborators, one of my very, very dear friends, Andy Raffi. You might know him from some of the videos like Midwest Coming Out, First Time Camper, If Airlines Were People. Andrew has written acted in a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good dude. But really, if you're listening to this episode, you're going to get a little bit of like what it's like being coming up as a stand-up comic. There's some stories from the road because Andrew's been to a lot of different cities for me. And, you know, we have a very, Colleen, would you say brotherly relationship?
Married couple relationship is what I would say.
Yeah. And Andrew has, he's been, you know, with me on the road since the very first tour. Aww. So, it's been quite a ride. He knows everything about me.
I was going to say, you guys were talking about like going to couples counseling or something.
He was talking about that. I'm not, he brings that up like so he's actually serious about it. I'm like, dude, get wrecked, you know?
It was so funny though, because you guys were doing a lot of you accusatory statements rather than I feel.
No, it is his fault.
You
mostly.
Guys both were going like you. It just was really cute.
That's, I think, a
you
guys weird observation.
Definitely probably benefit from like mediation.
What? I'm not in a relationship with Andrew. It's a working relationship.
It just would be interesting to see like what the findings would be.
Oh, the findings would not be good for either of us. We have a very toxic relationship, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's also funny that I've noticed that a lot of your like your openers are Andy and Bill, and then you have your brothers Andy and Bill.
Oh, that's true. Oh my gosh.
So anytime I mean John is your brother and your opener. So
that's true. Maybe it's just I didn't even notice that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway. Well, that's good.
Yep.
That's good. That's a good observation.
But so, other than that, I saw on, I don't know if you were there, Bridget put a story of you guys' family reunion getting rained out.
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
I was. Yeah. We had our family reunion, the Barron's family reunion, in Fond du Lac, in North Fond du Lac. It was a park with a gazebo, which had a hole in the roof. And no sooner than we started did the rain come.
Really?
Yeah, washed out the, my dad put a duct tape pickleball court up, you know.
Oh, fun.
So someone had a net, so we took duct tape and lined it out, washed away the duct tape.
Wow.
But what happened was there were a bunch of kids there, and they had one of the noodle squirt guns where you dip a noodle in, suck it up, and then spray. And I got in on that battle, but as soon as the rain came, it left all these puddles, and those kids just, I mean, it was like a water park. Every puddle, they were sucking up the water.
Oh, just so muddy.
Getting some pebbles in there too. Those things turned into pellet guns pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people got soaked. But it was great. My grandma Sue planned this thing with the help of my aunts and uncles on that side. And
how many were there of you?
Man, I don't know. There's probably 100 people. there really was. I mean, that's a family of 7. And then, you know, my folks had 12 and Chris has, I forget how many he's got, 5, something like that.
It's a good amount.
3. Everyone's got kids. And then there's my grandma's great grandkids there. They were the ones out there shooting the water and the pebbles, but it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
We had a good time.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then we went afterwards. We went fishing on the dock, on Lake Winnebago for a little bit. So anyway, great one. Folks, hey, we got these brand new shirts, Team Pop, Team Soda. Whether you say soda, whether you say pop, you can get those shirts on ManitowocMinute.com. Of course, you can get there too by going to KrebsCast.com, clicking on the merch section.
And one more thing too, your mom does a great job with the site and she comes up with a lot of great bundles. And so right now we have a book bundle. You get the Midwest Survival Guide book, bottle opener, and a koozie for $30. So if you go to ManitowocMinute.com, click on the book section, it has I think it's like all the miscellaneous stuff that we got. Yep. Click there. You can get bundles and stuff like that. It's good for people going to college. It's good for wedding gift. It's good for a birthday gift, whatever. But yeah, we have a lot of great bundles. So awesome. Check that out. Yeah.
And I'm on tour. Click on the tour section and we'll see you on the road. All right, folks. Well, that's about it for now. Why don't we get to my conversation with my good buddy, Andy Raffi.
We all know about the speed of sound. But have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of sounds that you might hear. You could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of first responders desperately trying to save you. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, you could do damage that's beyond repair. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 4 degrees.
Yeah.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board today. And we are talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly because it is that time of the week when we do public cervix announcement. And we actually have a caller having a question. Mark from the SAC, what is your question for the doctor?
Well, it's not really a question, but I really appreciate the discussion here that I had a human sexuality class way back when. This is back in the late 70s when I was in college, and I, you know, learned all the lady parts, and that because I figured, you know, if I'm going to be, you know, engaged with women, that I should actually know what's going on rather than just being ignorant about it. And I think it would be a far better world if we introduced young women and young men, and at some point in school, with comprehensive sex education, because I think we'd have far fewer issues when it comes to, you know, that unwanted pregnancies and that, and people wouldn't be so uptight about stuff. That it just amazes me how we're backsliding here, and I smile every time I hear the public cervix announcement.
That's the goal.
Winners and publicans. Republicans, but I really appreciate it, and thanks so much for what you're doing here, and I appreciate you coming on and you know, trying to educate people, because it's something that unfortunately Republicans seem to be diseducating people these days.
Well, thanks for the call, Mark. I'm sure that sexuality class served you well in life in more ways than one. I would say to this day, one of my favorite courses in college was the evolution of human sexuality. That took like an evolutionary biology look at all of the things that we do as humans, from marriage to mating to child like rearing and all of the different things, and looked at primates, but also looked at like different kinds of societies, whether it was agriculture or hunting and gathering. It was fascinating. And you can still, I think you can buy the book. It was by Malcolm Potts, and it's called Ever Since Adam and Eve. That was our reader. But Ever Since Adam and Eve, The Evolution of Human Sexuality. Can't recommend it enough. It is fascinating. And I am biased because I did work as like a sex health educator for a little while. So I find this stuff fascinating. I know some people blush, but I think it's very important. So I am very happy that you are here, Dr. Lyerly, every week for us to talk about it in a mature, informative way.
Me too. And, you know, as long as we're giving book recommendations, and Mark, thank you for the call and your thoughtful comments. There is a book called The Guide to Getting It On. And it is like the...
I had that book at 17. So this obviously was an interest that started early.
Yeah. It's a great book, and it explains all of the things, all of the questions that you have that you didn't know the answers to. They're in this book, and it really teaches you how to, I mean, most of us at some point in our lives have some sort of sexual contact. Mm-hmm. It teaches you how to do it well and in a healthy way. And man, if everybody had the strength to ask those questions and to, it's just so hard. It's so hard to talk about these things, but the book is a great way to get that information without having to, you know, ask another person. So The Guide to Getting It On, highly recommended.
It's also thicker than any dictionary you own, I promise.
No.
It is a thick, informative, well-researched book.
No comment.
It is like, it's...
And easy to read. And you can just read it in chapters. Like if there's a certain thing you're interested in, like go to the index, read it. It takes like a minute and then you're like, good.
Got it. All right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. Which of the two new, the drug for Alzheimer's or the over-the-counter birth control that just got approved, which one should we touch on before we got to let you go?
Oh, Kristen, the pill. Let's talk about the pill because this is such a big deal. Yeah. So, you know, birth control pills have been around since 1960. So for a long time, we have been trying to get some sort of a pill over the counter for a very long time. Almost 100 other countries have an over-the-counter pill option. And we, in January or February, somewhere early next year, are going to have one too. It's the oat pill. We talked about this in the past. The oat pill.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that just happened this morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the notification just came in this morning. This has been a long time coming, and we knew it had unanimous approval from pre-FDA board a couple months ago. So we've known that this has been on its way and it is finally here. And it couldn't come at a better time because, you know, now in the post-Dobbs era, all the Republicans want to paint all of us as irresponsible people who just get pregnant and use abortions as birth control. Those of us who can get pregnant know that that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
It's not the truth. So this is a game changer because there are a lot of barriers to receiving, to being able to access contraception. And one is you can't afford healthcare.
Yeah.
So if you can get this over the counter, if it's affordable and available, then people are going to use it. And there is no age restriction on the oat pill. So 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, people younger than 18 are having unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to get this medication too.
Anything else people? So January is, it's not going to be available this year, but that's looking like January. Anything else people should know if they are thinking that this would be their chosen form of birth control?
Uh-huh. This is not the pill that we typically think of. So when we think of the pill here in the United States, we think of an estrogen progestin combination birth control pill. This is just the progestin. So it's the mini pill. For those of you who have breastfed, you may be familiar with the mini pill. It's a little pickier. It works by thickening cervical mucus and by preventing ovulation. So this does not cause an abortion. It prevents pregnancy. It's a little pickier because you have to take it at the same time every day. So you'll have to set an alarm on your phone or just have, if you have a regular routine, that makes it a lot easier. The risk of failure is a little bit higher than with the combination contraception pill. So again, using a second method is not a bad idea, like a condom for a second method. That also helps to prevent sexually transmitted infections. So that's always strongly recommended. But overall, it is a very effective form of birth control. And we in the OBGYN community, I would have to say, as a community of women, are thrilled.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear. And I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 55 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs of aloft around 85. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out this Friday with our final guest, who I'm very welcome, also welcoming back. We had Jacob Resnick, investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, on earlier this year when we were talking about the cryptocurrency mine up in, I am now blanking on which city it was in.
Park Falls.
Yes. But now we have you back because this headline caught my eye this week of your most recent story for Wisconsin Watch, with the headline, Wisconsin Billionaires Quietly Bankroll Effort to Shrink State's Social Safety Net. You don't say. Well, you know what? I think we all knew that the Republican lawmakers have been trying to squash our social safety net. What seems more breaking news from your report is who is trying is behind that, who is funding it, who would like to see that happen, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And so I guess not to let's get just not bury the lead. What is the Foundation for Government Accountability and the Opportunity Solutions Project?
Right. Well, FGA is part of the State Policy Network.
Okay.
And there, which is this kind of sprawling, overarching, conservative network of foundations that have a very strong legislative agenda across the country, both federally and in state houses, and they have presence in pretty much all 50 states. FGA is one of the Florida affiliates. In Wisconsin, we know like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, mm-hmm. Badger Institute, these kinds of activist law firms and think tanks are in Wisconsin, But FGA is based in Florida, but they've branched out, and so now they've got lobbyists pretty much in almost every state house. They've got three retained lobbyists in Wisconsin, two of which are in state. They've got staff here, and I think they've got about 115 staff members across the country. And they're bankrolled by tens of millions of dollars from Bradley Foundation in Milwaukee, and also Liz and Dick Uline, who, you know, were also very active in, for example, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And they also get money from other foundations that also fund things like ALEC, the model legislation around the country was big as well. And, you know, so that's basically who they are. Opportunity Solutions Network is their lobbying arm, because nonprofits, which are 501c3, are very limited on how much direct lobbying they can do. So they have like a branch, which is a 501c4, which is also a black hole for where the funding comes, but they share office space. I've got, you know, the business card from the communications director, who's a former comms guy for the state legislature,
Adam Gibbs.
And he has FGA. But then when he testifies, when he does his lobbying, he says, well, I'm actually a visiting fellow for Opportunity Solutions Network. And this is something that actually is a problem on across the political spectrum, across the ideological spectrum. And it's not something that the IRS is just not enforcing.
So that was going to be my question, because I do want to get to the intentions behind, you know, some of the bills that this group has been behind. But the secrecy around their funding, how they're allowed to kind of coexist and have a separation, wink, wink, between their lobbying division and their nonprofit division. Unfortunately, that is something that is happening also with left groups as well, right? Mm-hmm. As far as when we think about some of the really big donors and how donor tables and funding kind of happens when it comes to politics, like, it's murky across the board, is my understanding.
Yeah, it is. And there was a Supreme Court case in the last year or so that basically codified the fact that nonprofits don't have to disclose their donors. And, you know, and, you know, environmental groups like Sierra Club, for example, the early policy came, I think, during the civil rights era, when a deep South state, I forget which one it was, I think it might have been Alabama, tried to subpoena for the list for the NAACP. And, you know, to try to find who the civil rights activists were in their state, you know, and there was like, there's real privacy concerns. So I mean, this is going back and forth about like donor concerns, the rights of, you know, the rights of affiliations and things like that. But that legal argument has now morphed to allow, you know, super mega donors to hide their money in very politically active foundations like FGA.
Yeah. And so you said it in the article and you said it just now, but because you said part of the reason why getting away with it is because of the underfunding, understaffed nature of the IRS right now. So technically, some of the things they're doing, they shouldn't be doing, because if the IRS was funded and staffed, they would be catching them?
And make it a priority as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. Great. But those 80,000 IRS agents are coming to get you. So good thing we stripped that from happening.
What a relief.
So to back up a little bit, because we in Wisconsin, and I want to get to some of the bills that they've backed and been behind, but because we have Tony Evers, we have split government, they've been less effective here. So in some of the other states where there's not split government, what are some of the other examples where FGA has been behind bills that maybe some of the bills that have made national news?
Well, they were successful in, I think, in Arkansas to loosen child labor protections, for example. There is also in South Dakota as well. It's still in the Missouri House right now. It hasn't gone that far. They've been also very active in election laws in Wisconsin and also in other states about trying to increase voter ID kind of things and different checks. There was an idea of having two different voter rolls here in Wisconsin. One, so if you're taken off the voter roll, you'd be like permanently purged. And so then clerks would actually have two rolls, like, oh, it used to be. And, you know, they pushed that idea that was considered problematic by the nonpartisan clerks in Wisconsin. They're also very against Medicare expansion. Medicaid expansion. One of the initiatives that they pushed against was automatic re-enrolling in Medicaid, so that you would, you know, if you're eligible for Medicaid, you have to proactively like go to your state government website. Anyone's ever had to try to access benefits in in Wisconsin or other states, it's usually not that simple. And so the argument goes, people who are, you know, already have enough problems and are living on the crack, that might not have the means or the education or the time or the wherewithal to do that kind of thing. So they'll just fall for the wayside. I mean, they're very ideologically driven that the state social net is holding people back. And this argument that that having unemployment insurance keeps people on the couch. That was an argument that was put forward a lot during the pandemic when there was extra federal, the PUA came through and there was extra money and it was also extended. Although, you know, after the smoke cleared, I was just looking back at the research and found that the worker disincentive kind of scare stories was not borne out in the data. PUA did not keep people from returning to the workplace. Because there were some states
that actually... Can you say that again? Because I feel like it's worth repeating. What did the data say?
That the expanded unemployment insurance benefits were not keeping people out of the workplace. It was other factors, And there were some states that actually... said no to the extra federal pandemic money. And this is what the studies were looking. They looked at the states that said no for the money and the states that kept the money, and they didn't find much difference in their employment rates. So FGA has been pushing this for a long time. As you said earlier, there was a raft of bills, UI overhauls that Tony Evers, the governor, vetoed last session. And FGA's urging Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have brought many of them back, these same initiatives back, and where they recently passed the legislature, and we'll see what the governor does.
And so you said it before, but just as a reminder, as far as there's certain bills like you said, some of them are voting bills that we see bubble up. Some are Medicaid expansion. Some are... unemployment. So there's been different bills at FGA's. Is the correct way to form, is it that they backed it or that they drafted it? Because like you said, ALEC as an organization is someone who just writes these state bills and then shops them around. And, some words get changed. Is that what this group is doing? Or is it more just, hey, you should look at this?
No. That's interesting because I looked for that model legislation. There is one bill that hasn't advanced very far in this session that would rename the unemployment insurance to reemployment assistance. And that's something that Florida did in 2012. I found South Dakota also did in a few years later. So that, it's the same idea that. But I didn't see any evidence of other cut paste kinds of things. And when I talked to Republican lawmakers, they said, no, that we can't really, that usually doesn't work out very well because the one size fits all. But what they do and what they've been very open about is having these kind of legislative conferences and these education meetings. Well, they'll fly lawmakers, almost always Republicans from different state houses to a 2-3 day summit. The last one was in Nashville. Last December, there was one in Florida. And then they'll have them for 2 or 3 days. They give them dinner. They pay for everything. And then they just say, look, and they talk, and they talk. They get them in our room, but everyone agrees with each other. And this is our agenda. And you probably have been hearing from your constituents about, can't find employees, can't find workers, this worker shortage. And then they say, well, these are our solutions. And so when I talk to Republican lawmakers, they a lot of them very earnestly feel like they're responding to their constituents' concerns.
Oh, that's interesting.
But you've got groups like FGA that have the spoon, that they're spoon-fed solutions. Which honestly, what we've seen that the data and when you talk to experts, it doesn't comport.
We're talking to Jacob Resnick, who's an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, about his new newest article, "Wisconsin Billionaires Quietly Bankroll Effort to Shrink State's Social Safety Net," and that's interesting what you just said, because I always think it's all of the data that comes out, because we're still at 2.4% unemployment, which is record unemployment for Wisconsin. We still have a bigger labor participation rate compared to most states, I think, as far as working age people. So in a lot of actual measurements, people are working in Wisconsin, and the problem becomes more we need more people. And yet the adherence to... there's some magical group that is just, if we could just get them back in the workforce, these things would fix. And so you're saying it's actually some of these Republican lawmakers you've talked to have said they it just doesn't compute, like that they believe that the latter is the truth.
Well, they'll say my constituents call me and they say, you know, we have all these vacancies on our main streets and we don't have people. And there are real and they'll even say, and we know that there are demographic reasons for this. And you talk to DWD and they say, exactly, it's demographics where people are aging out, leaving the workforce. Mm-hmm. People are, and then there's also other structural challenges, affordable housing, transportation, childcare, things like that, that keep people out of the workforce. But FGA and groups like those are not interested in any of those kinds of solutions. Their solution is to cut what's left of the social safety net and to force people back, you know, work or starve, basically, to put it very cut and dry.
So I guess we only have a couple minutes left, Jacob, but what kind of triggered you looking into this as far as in the, you know, as we said, the last thing you were looking at was crypto mines in Park Falls. So what like brought this to your attention and was like, this is worth more people knowing about?
You know, I've been kind of on a labor beat and I'm always very interested in the unemployment insurance and like, you know, how much of that is a factor for the, you know, workforce challenges in Wisconsin. And I was in Madison when these bills came up and I sat in the hearings and I was just really kind of impressed and kind of awestruck how quickly they were rushed through and how this organization that I had never heard of, mm-hmm, had so much clout and pull and had almost backslapping, like, well, who are these guys? And I didn't know at the time when I was sitting in the hearing, but a lot of the leadership and people in the bills, the week before, they'd been there, the lawmakers had been their guests in Nashville, Tennessee for like a two-day summit with other lawmakers. So they had been well briefed and they already knew what they were going to do. And so when it came down to actually have the hearing, there was very little discussion except from minority party. And so I was like, how has this happened? And that's what led me to look into FGA, who these people are and how they operate.
Well, super interesting. Thank you so much for writing the article. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jacob Resnick is an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kristen. Bye.
All right. We'll be back after the break.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Say hey, good looking. What you got?
maybe. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. We are still taking callers if you want to win state fair tickets. 844-967-2789. Call right now if you would like to win.
You can get four.
You can get four tickets.
That's a big savings.
How much are they? They're like 15
bucks? They're 15
bucks. 20 bucks?
And then I think it's 15 to park.
Yeah.
And so.
Which these are not necessarily. These do not give you free parking.
No, they don't get you free parking, but you get in for free.
You do get in for free. So yeah, you can win up to four tickets if you call right now, 844-967-2789. And while we're waiting for our first caller, just a reminder that the Civic Media blood donation drive is still going on. So if you are not familiar or you can't remember what this is, hashtag Civic Pints, be kind and give more blood. So if you donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin from July 10th until we're doing this into August now, you can get entered to win one of many, many prizes, including state fair tickets, including Brewers tickets, and including some Civic Media swag. So all you have to do is if you go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, you can find your nearest donation center and make an appointment. And then once you are giving blood, take a selfie while you donate blood. And if you post it to social media and hashtag Civic Pints, we'll contact you and you'll be entered to win.
Very cool.
And then you just also get a good person pat on the back for donating blood during a time that there is a major shortage. So don't forget to donate blood sometime this month, because we decided to extend it into August.
Right.
Do we have a caller?
We do, Michael from Brookfield. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. You ready to win some tickets?
I'm ready to win some tickets. Wait, are there questions?
You can't lose.
You can't lose, Michael. It's a shoo-in either way you do it.
So as
I don't know. I'm pretty good at losing.
As you know, the state fair is known for the crazy food that gets introduced each year. And so there's 100 new foods that they introduce. Some sound pretty normal, but I have gone through and picked out the ones that sound the most adventurous. And we are going to play a game I'm going to give you all three foods, and then one you have to say is something you would eat all of it once, one you would eat for the rest of your life, and one you would never eat and you would banish to hell. So all you have to do is categorize the three foods.
All right, I think I can do that.
You can do that.
You can do it.
We believe you. All right, the first one. A brown sugar sweet potato iced latte. Cool off with an iced latte flavored with brown sugar, sweet potato puree, a dash of cinnamon, and brown sugar boba pearls, garnished with a toasted marshmallow and a deep-fried sweet potato funnel cake nugget. The brown sugar sweet potato iced latte is sure to revive you on any day of the state fair.
Yeah, because you're going to be bouncing off the walls from all the sugar.
And don't worry, it's made with non-dairy creamer anyone who's lactose intolerant.
So you're health conscious.
All right, so that's option number one, Michael. Option number two, Camel chili cheese fries. Camel chili cheese fries are sidewinder fries covered in warm 100% camel ground meat chili, then topped with two types of cheese and sour cream. These exotic chili cheese fries are so ooey gooey good, you'll need a fork to help you devour them.
God, I hope so.
So think about if you want to eat camel. And your third one is this was supposed to be dill pickle fudge. Just white chocolate fudge base with natural dill pickle flavors.
God, why are they trying to punish us like this?
So which one are you eating? Which one are you eating all of it once?
I think the camel.
The camel.
Get it over with.
Just get it over with. Eat it once. They can say I've eaten camel.
Okay. Which one are you eating for the rest of your life, once a day?
I like the sound of the latte, actually.
Oh. I'm a big sweet potato fan.
Are
that
you?
Sounds really sweet.
Yeah.
But I do like sweet potato. All right. So you're going to have a sweet potato iced latte every day for the rest of your life. So that means you have no interest in dill pickle fudge.
I have no interest in mixing my fudge and my pickle.
I think that's a wise decision, Michael.
Very, very smart. All right, yeah. See? We told you there was no way to lose.
Oh, thank God.
Are you, do you know which day you're going to go already? What's your favorite thing to do at the fair?
I actually like going down the bag slide,
oh.
Even though I'm in, like, 60, so it's had a lot of fun.
I love that, though. That's one of the things I love about State Fair is that adults get to do really juvenile things and no one judges you for
exactly.
it. Like going to the
right,
pig,
right, yeah.
Going to the pig races and just being silly and laughing your head off, and or the right. I love the dog exhibition where they jump into the pool for like distance and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's so many fun things. Yeah. I wish I could go more days than I think I'm going to be able to go. But Michael, congratulations. I hope you have a great time.
Don't hang up.
Jane will get your information so we can get these tickets to you. But thank you for listening and thank you for playing.
Yes.
All right.
Don't go away.
So I'm trying to think. We have a couple minutes left?
We do. We are going to give away more tickets.
Well, yeah, we're going to give away more. We're going to play that game again at 11:20. So if you
missed out,
and it's new foods. There's some beer batter in one. There's another. It's another bug one.
Oh.
And there's more dill pickle stuff. There's a lot of dill pickle stuff this time around, which I was. I do like dill pickles. That's one of the things that I have gone through a week of craving.
Oh, really?
But not mixed with stuff.
So not pickles and ice cream? Or
I've not had pickles and ice cream. It's just like
anything
I will just sit
like
down
that.
And eat a jar of pickles. Like there's been no weird mixing cravings. It's just been like this week is still
watermelon week.
It's less watermelon. It's the specific type of like oat square cereal. But I've also, and what I've been driving Mike nuts with is a resurgence. I used to do this as a kid. And I just love, for right now, chewing ice.
Chewing ice.
Which I'm sure my dentist does not want to hear.
Your daughter's going to be so odd.
So odd. But I'm just like, that is what I've been craving. It's just chewing ice.
At least it's not terrible for you.
It's not terrible for you. I don't think it's great for your teeth.
Probably not.
But specifically the ice at Quick Trip. So good.
Got to be Quick Trip.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have some fun in the next hour. Have you heard of Girl Dinner? Have you heard of Lazy Girl Jobs? We're talking about all of it because I just think both these things have already existed and we're not now just giving them names. But come back after the top of the hour news. This will still be As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
I'm going to throw my date book over the fence and buy me one for five or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. In Memphis, Tennessee, police say a man tried to get into a Jewish school, and when he couldn't make it inside, he fired shots outside, then took off in a truck. Police spotted the vehicle and shot the suspect. He's in critical condition. No one else was injured. More from CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Monday's shooting comes 4 months after a shooter killed six people, including 3 9-year-old children, at a Catholic school in Nashville. That tragedy sparked scrutiny of Tennessee's lax gun laws and renewed calls to strengthen security at both private and public schools.
An Idaho mom will spend the rest of her life behind bars for the murders of her two children and her husband's former wife. Lori Vallow Daybell claimed her kids were zombies. Prior to her sentencing, she spoke out.
The first time JJ visited me after he passed away, he put his arm around me and he said to me, "You didn't do anything wrong, Mom."
As the brutal heat persists,
a mutual aid group called Funds Y'all is helping folks in low-income communities around Philly struggling without air conditioning.
We primarily collect like financial contributions and purchase air conditioners and have them delivered to people.
Mary volunteers with the group. So does M, who says social media is another great resource.
You can reach out to your community and say, hey, this is something that like I have the spare air conditioners, or maybe they want to contribute money to getting new ones. Like anyone can start it.
Last year, all 86 heat-related deaths indoors in the U.S. involved people without access to AC. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Well, you likely knew him as Pee-wee Herman. Actor and comedian Paul Reubens has died. His famous character starred in Pee-wee's Playhouse on CBS and cult classic movies like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He died Sunday at the age of 70 after a battle with cancer. Schools are facing a big problem right now.
1 in 10 public and private school principals left their jobs after the 2020-21 school year, the first full school year after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to new data from the National Center for Education Statistics. Julia Merlin is with the group.
The oldest and the most experienced public school principals are leaving the profession at higher rates than the youngest or the newest principals.
Principal turnover was higher at schools with the majority of students of color and schools in the South. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
An Afghan branch of the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in Pakistan that killed at least 54 people at a pro-Taliban party's election rally. It was one of the region's worst attacks in recent years. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back